Jessica Kelly is News Talk's technology correspondent. You bring with you many gifts. Hello, Jess.
Hi, they're not gifts. They're for review. You do not get to keep them.
Oh, okay. We are talking about vacuum cleaners.
Oh, I should probably get my script in front of me. Yes.
All the glamour, vacuum cleaners.
Yeah, and this is actually an important one. And you know what? So every now and then devices come in and sit on my desk and people just kind of walk by and go, oh, I've had these two vacuum cleaners at the side of my desk and I brought them home for a few days, but I've had them at the side of my desk. And I think about 20 people this morning alone came up to me going, if you need a home for that once you're done, let me know because my vacuum cleaner's broken or my one's not very good.
I tried to drop the hint, but it didn't get very far.
No.
Pass me the one you have there now.
Okay, so if you're not watching us on newstalk.com, hang on, wait, no. So I have two vacuum cleaners with us today, right? And the reason I'm talking about this is because come September 2017, so in a few months' time, they're changing the energy regulations or the labelling that goes on vacuum cleaners. So, so hard.
I don't know what you're stopping for.
Because I can't think. I'm going to take my headphones off. Right. So in September 2017, what's going to happen is they're going to place a new energy label on vacuum cleaners. So what this means is that companies won't be allowed to import or manufacture vacuum cleaners that have more than that are higher than 900 watts of power. It'll also restrict the noise levels as well. So this situation hopefully won't happen in a few months' time. The maximum volume level will be 80 decibels.
So what's your average vacuum cleaner now? Would they be 900 more?
You can get ones that are more. I have a small Miele vacuum cleaner here that's not plugged in at the moment. It looks like a traditional vacuum cleaner and that is actually 1600 watts. So it's a very powerful machine. It's one of the most powerful ones you can get in the market at the moment.
Now, the theory being behind this is that when you have something with a lot of power, it hoovers up all the dust, particularly for allergies and so on, that, you know, you need that level. If this is exactly the reason Brexit happened. They're interfering with the straight bananas and our hoovers. If we have vacuum cleaners that are not very powerful, then we'll all have asthma attacks and die. So why are they doing this and what is the alternative?
So the alternative, basically, it's try and make it's all about energy efficiency, I suppose. Do you know that way? And so they do have very, very powerful machines now. But the one that you have there now, the Dyson, that's the one, the Dyson V6 Total Clean, which is exclusive to Currys and PC World, this is a machine that has Dyson technology in it, which is just fantastic. So the motor in it is very, very powerful.
It's dinky. It's not huge. So it's not like your traditional Hoover, where it's a big bulky thing. It's quite small.
Have you noticed that there's no cable yet?
And there is no yes.
It's not plugged in.
It's not plugged in.
So the idea with this one, so let's start with this one, right? So this is a gorgeous Dyson one. It kind of looks like a mop with a big motor on the end of it. And the motor on the end of it actually detaches. So you can do it like hard to reach places or, you know, the skirting board and all the rest.
It's
can
got
be
a
done.
Traditional Yokey Bob on the end.
That's the head of the Hoover. Yes, yep. Correct and right.
And it has a button here that says max suction. Now, I haven't pressed the max suction button yet. Ladies and gentlemen, hold on to your hats. You may feel this in the west of Ireland. Oh God, you get a bit extra out of that.
You get a bit extra.
You do get
now,
a bit
so
extra.
Just to talk a little bit about how this works, right? So you charge it up and you get 20 minutes running time. So it's not hooked into the wall. You have to charge it up for 3.5 hours and then it runs for 20 minutes.
20 minutes isn't much if you've got a big house.
Well, I don't have that problem, Jonathan, because I am but a humble person who lives in a one-bedroom apartment. So it's ideal. This vacuum cleaner is ideal for someone like me. And the reason is, first and foremost, space. It's very easy to hang. You can get it's a wall mount comes in the box. You can hang it up on the wall. Secondly, the runtime is perfect. Again, for someone like me, it means I don't have to kind of unplug and plug back in different rooms. I can do my entire apartment in 20 minutes. Job is done. It's a bagless vacuum cleaner. I don't know if you've ever thought about the question of bag or not bag.
No, we are big Dyson fans. We have a Dyson, so we have been bagless for the last decade. Big fans of Dyson.
Notions. So this one, you know, that there is no bags in it, which means that you're paying a lot of money once you're buying it. So I think it's €319. I think I saw it in Currys the other day. But you're not buying bags after that.
And how much? The little one beside you, that is a bagged machine.
This is a bagged machine and it's a very powerful machine. So that's €189.99 at the moment in Currys PC World. So
The thing is, it's the classic 80s mentality that, you know, they'll charge you then a fortune for the bags.
Well, the bags are actually a tenner, but still
a fortune.
it's outrageous times. But I suppose there's a few different things to consider. As I said, for me personally, something like the Dyson is ideal because I'm tight on space. The Miele machine is incredibly powerful, but firstly it's quite heavy and secondly it's a little bit more awkward to store. But there's a whole host of things. I sat down with someone from Currys PC World actually and kind of talked through the different things that you have to consider, because
you had a conversation with somebody exclusively about Hoovers. Ironically, we're having a conversation exclusively about Hoovers now.
But this is what I get paid to do, Jono.
Really?
Yeah, that's how exciting my life is. But anyway, there's so many different things to consider when you buy a vacuum cleaner. And although it's not as exciting as, you know, some of the other cool tech that we have in, it is an important thing that serves a function in your home. So you want to make sure you get the right one.
And it looks good.
The Dyson one looks amazing. It looks very cool.
Listener says, I have that Dyson Hoover. It's brilliant. Fantastic suction, especially for dog hair. I will never hoover with a cord and plug again.
Yeah, and do you know what I love about the Dyson one as well is that it comes with different tops on it. So the one that we have on the vacuum cleaner at the moment is the standard vacuum cleaner head. But there's also a really nice one for hard floors. So like my living room area.
Is that not the hard floor one? I thought that was the hard floor.
No, there's a hard floor one that's in the box and it's ideal for wooden floors.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Very fluffy. Right. Okay, we've done the Hoovers now. Let's move on to a completely pointless piece of technology that you've brought into studio.
How dare you?
Go on, tell us what this is.
It's a coffee machine where you can make the coffee from your phone.
Right.
So basically, I'm not a coffee snob. Are you a coffee snob? You don't drink coffee,
do you? I don't drink coffee.
Yeah, this is a bad... This is not going to go well for you, my friend.
Should
have waited for Pat to come back. But anyway, so this is Nespresso. I think it's called Prodigio, but I don't fully know. They all have names I can't pronounce. I went into the shop. I kind of...
Magimix Prodigio.
There you go. So I went in and I had a look at the different machines. So I have an espresso machine that cost, I think I bought it in the sale, so I got it for €79. And again, I was chatting to the people and I was like, what's the difference between one that costs €79 and one that costs, you know, £200? And so they sent me this one in to play with and I really like it. So the idea is that you can pop your pods in as normal, but there's also then an add-on whereby if you want a latte or one of them fancy notiony ones, you can do up your milk. Do you know that way you can get, it comes with a little jug and you can froth your milk and make a little cappuccino.
This sounds to me like a perfectly good Nespresso machine, and they're very good, and I know a lot of people who have them and who swear by them. The pointless part of this technology is that you have got a phone in your hand. I have to point out it is not doing anything at the moment. Is it supposed to be doing something?
Shh, keep talking.
Hang on.
No, it's not doing anything yet. Just keep talking. It's fine.
I can't. Okay. Well, we have a question from Roisin in Swords. Please ask Jess, what is the best SIM-free mobile under €200? I couldn't see anything on the website last night.
SIM-free. Do you know, there's a Huawei Y3, which is a very affordable phone. As far as I can remember, it costs less than €100 and it's great. It'll tick every single box for you. It's like not going to be the most powerful phone in the world, but presumably you don't want something that has all the bells and whistles. You just want to do the basics. So the Huawei range, the Y3 is great. Also, you know, all the other phones, there's a lot going on in the next few while in the world of tech. So the phones are going to come down in price in the next few while as we lead up to the next wave of phones being released in September. So I would...
Hold off for the time being.
Yeah, if you can. Also, did you hear in Canada...
Are you just stalling now because the coffee machine's
not 100%
working?
I am, yeah. Okay. In Canada, they brought in some legislation whereby you can only buy unlocked phones. You can't buy a phone that's tied to a network.
I like the Canadians.
I think that's fantastic, isn't it?
That's a brilliant idea. That you don't end up stuck. Now, did the prices all skyrocket as a result?
Not as of yet.
Not a chance.
But not as of yet. But that doesn't mean that that won't happen. I think it's literally just been brought in. This is 100% not working.
I'm going to just mention the name again because it'll buy more time. Nespresso by Magimix Prodigios. €199.99. You can save €30 according to the bit of paper in front of me here. And why I don't like the idea of using your phone is if you've gotten up off your backside to go over and put in the Nespresso pod and make sure the milk is ready so it comes out all frothy, why then do you not just press the button on the machine as opposed to using your phone?
Okay, so the argument for doing it this way is, right, so I'm a creature of habit, very much so, and everything is kind of down to a T. So what I like to do is pop the pod into the machine, leave the machine plugged in, then go to bed, then wake up, have the mug in place already from the night before, and then make the coffee from my phone, then walk into the kitchen and the coffee's already made. I don't do any of the fancy milk things. I can't do them.
So hang on a second. Have we gone full circle back to the tea's made alarm clock that was popular in the 1970s?
I wasn't around then, so I don't know.
Do I need to explain the concept of
Will
the
you?
Tea's
Go
made?
On. Actually, yeah. you explain technology and I'll play with the Hoover if you talk. Go on.
Tea's made, you just have an alarm clock.
Right.
And it would wake you, set your alarm clock for whatever time, 6:30, and it would boil the kettle it'll start boiling the kettle about 5 minutes out. Mm. So that when your alarm clock goes, you're woken by both the alarm clock and the sound of the bubbling.
This is 100% the same thing.
And it makes you tea. And you had a cup of tea that you bleary-eyed would have drunk, burnt the mouth off yourself because you probably had no milk in it. And that was the 70s. And you're this now we've just created a version that doesn't seem to work.
It doesn't work because I didn't set it up properly. It's nothing to do with the machine. I obviously just panicked when I ran into studio and didn't do it properly. But
so in theory,
it does work.
In theory, this would make a cup of coffee from your phone.
But, and as I said, as much as I do like the notion of being able to do things from my phone, I think I would stick with my one for €79 because I don't do the fancy milk side of things. I literally just put a pod in, press the button, and then pour milk in from my fridge. And that does the job for me. There's such a wide range of these machines. I know people will be texting in straight away about De'Longhi or the different brands, and the people who hate the notion of pod coffees as well because of the environmental side of things.
Well, okay, the environmental side of things is an argument, but didn't it revolutionise the way people drink coffee at home?
And it
introduces a whole standard of quality that didn't exist before. And if you do like coffee, and let's face it, that's pretty much everyone except me, this is fantastic.
This is a secret I've never shared before, but I'm going to. When I started working in News Talk 8 years ago, I didn't know how to make instant coffee, and I had to be shown by one of the presenters who literally took me by the elbow and showed me how to make instant coffee. So this type of machine is a dream.
Presumably
for
that presenter, it was.
Oh yeah, no, it was. It was so I could do her coffee properly, and it was still awful, but still.
Miele, tiny wheels on those. No good in a carpet. Too heavy, apparently.
If you have a thick... Now, the carpets in my apartment are kind of... They're not those thick, lovely, luxurious carpets. So if you do have a thick carpet, it can struggle a little bit, but it's a very powerful machine. So if you do have those thick carpets, you'll want something that has the heavy suction to get all the dust and all the dog hairs or whatever you may have in your home out.
Helen, well, you see, the other one is then with a big thick carpet like that, if you vacuum it one way, it leaves a mark. If you vacuum it the other way, it leaves a different mark.
I used to love doing that though. My OCD used to really enjoy like fixing all
like
the...
Like a football pitch.
Yeah. So therapeutic.
Helen says, bagless vacuum cleaners are horribly dusty. Where do you put the dust from the cleaner? You put it into another bag.
You do. That's actually on my first go of using this Dyson in my apartment. All of the dust went all over my kitchen floor because I didn't know what end the dust came out.
What we do is we go out to the wheelie bin. And you bring the whole thing out to the wheelie bin. You take the little doodah off and just feck it straight into the wheelie bin.
What if it's raining?
Get a bit of wet dust. The end of the world. Please ask Jess, where's the best place to buy a mobile phone? Do you have a preference?
Do you know... Honestly now, where my preference would be is Carphone Warehouse. And the reason for that is because they home all of the networks in the one place. So if you're, you know, if you're on pay-as-you-go, they can talk you through the different options in terms of the prepay plans that are on offer. Or if you're on bill pay and you're thinking of upgrading, they can talk you through what you could get on another network. Whereas I find if you go into, you know, just the Vodafone store or just the Three store, you kind of just get told what they have and you don't look elsewhere. So Carphone Warehouse would be my preference.
As Jess says, Christina, what would she recommend to listen to the radio while walking my dog? Can't use iPhone as it costs internet. Have been using my old Nokia for years for free radio while out and about, always listening to News Talk. Christina is actually Pat Kenny in Female Guys.
Yeah,
this is Pat's bugbear, isn't it?
My little heart sinks every time Pat brings this up, and he always does it when we're on air because I don't know the answer. There's no perfect device that I have come across unless you buy an old school FM radio.
Buy an old school FM radio. That's what I use when I go to the gym, because my gym, for some reason...
Jonathan goes to the gym, everyone, just in case you didn't pick that up.
Not very successfully, anyone who's looking at me. They don't have Wi-Fi in my gym, which drives me mad. So I can't, and I don't want to use up all my data allowance by listening to the radio or Spotify or whatever the case may be. So I have an old school FM radio that I listen to.
Yeah, and you can buy them. Like the thing is, you know, they are very much one-trip ponies. Do you know what I mean? They can only just play FM radio.
It was the best thing that I ever got when I was 13, little portable FM radio. It's still good.
Okay.
Radio's the future, Jessica. Radio is the future.
Right.
And we'll give this another go there. And the Max... Oh, the power of that. This will be up on the website.
It's already up.
What are we doing next week? Irons or something, is it?
I'm going on holidays. I'm literally going on holidays because I cannot deal with this until Pat is back. So I'm not on air for 2 weeks.
Sony portable radio with speaker and Harvey Norman's. €19 apparently is the
price
coming in. So there you have it.